Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light, 3 p.m. here in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Looks like spring is coming. It's near. It's here. I'd like to just let everybody know that we still have the banner sales. There's still a block of the banner still available. They're selling fast, so just come to BGE, buildgrowandenjoy.com, and purchase yours. Let your business be known. Prices are very reasonable, as little as $50 a month. You can't beat that anywhere. You get great exposure. If you don't have a banner, we can professionally create one for you. So join buildgrowandenjoy.com today, and you can email me through my site, and I will let you get to the right parties to help you complete that order. Also, as a reminder, from the hustle to the boardroom, we are in pre-production. So continue to submit your business plans to me. We want to discover your business. We want to help launch it. So come to buildgrowandenjoy.com. It's funny. I just want to share something really quick with you guys. I got a call from New York. It's amazing how fast Build, Grow, and Enjoy is actually growing. Got a call from an organization, a huge organization in New York this morning, wanting to basically partner up with Build, Grow, and Enjoy because they just love what we are doing over here. I will be working with them not only to spread the word and get the message out in New York, but to also help them, you know, get some funding for their organization, a really great organization that they would like to create for the children. So I just wanted to share that with everybody, that it's just amazing how, you know, you build it and they come. So definitely, you know, I'm looking forward to that. But just submit your plans. You guys know they're coming. I'm getting a lot of them. Just continue to submit them so that way we can help you launch your business. Now, have you ever wished that you had the time to research useful financial information that would allow you to make a sound financial decision? I mean, we all know that conducting such a search can be a downright time-consuming, mounds of information. You have to sift through, trying to find the information you want. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know, but there is a financial professional out there that can provide that information to you. So finally, and long in the waiting, he is here, a very dear friend of mine, Atlanta's own CNN financial analyst and CEO of Clyde Speak, Clyde Anderson. Welcome, Clyde. Thank you for coming.
Hello. It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
I know you got a busy, busy, busy schedule, but I just definitely wanted to tell you thank you for coming to share your knowledge with us.
Well, you know, I got to make time for my people. So thank you for having me. I appreciate you thinking of me.
Well, everybody, Clyde will be discussing with us today opportunity and the new norm. We all know, and as we've all been discussing here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, you know, things are just not like how they used to be. So what are these opportunities out there right now that we can take advantage of to get us to the next level? We are all online live in buildgrowandenjoy.com in live chat. Join us. The lines are open, 347-215-8709. I'm going to take a quick break, and we will return to speak with Clyde, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
We are back. Welcome back. Like I said, we're in chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Join us. Call. The line is open, 347-215-8709. We have a caller calling in from L.A. Are you there, caller? Hello? Caller. Hello? Is this the caller? Yes, they're not. Well, yes, they Might have lost. But back to you, Clyde. We have Clyde Anderson on the with us today. Clyde, so tell us, Clyde, what is the new norm?
The new norm. It's interesting. A lot of people I've talked to said that, you know, they're waiting for things to go back to where they were, and they're waiting for this to blow over. Well, it is going to blow over. That's the good news. The bad news for those people that are waiting for it to go back the way it used to be is that it's not. This is the way it's going to be. It's going to continue to change. You know, we always go through changes, but the economy is going through a shift. And we're at a time right now, if you don't realize that, you're really going to miss it. And things like housing, for example, I talked about earlier, we're having a conversation on Facebook about how the pressing towards, you know, soon you may have to put down 20% on a house. But in the past, that's the way it used to be. We just went through a period where housing became more open, and it was an opportunity for a lot of people to get property, to invest in real estate. But it's changing, and so we got to look at that as one of the things that's shifting. As far as jobs, we know there's not enough jobs for the amount of people that we have here in the United States. So a lot of people have to create their jobs. They've got to think outside the box. You know, when you're in a situation where you're competing against a lot of people for that one job or that one position, sometimes you've got to step outside and say, okay, wait, what's another way that I can make this happen? And so to me, that's really what the new norm is. It's just a different way of doing things. It's changed, and things are changing rapidly. And just look at how technology is changing. So all those things kind of combine together for you to kind of realize that, you know, this is different. So where are the new opportunities in this new economy, in this new normal?
Right. And, you know, Clyde, a lot of people just, you know, there are a lot of people that are looking at the new norm because they realize what has been happening in the economy within the last few years. But, you know, there's still a lot of people out there that just doesn't know the meaning of stepping out the box.
Right.
I mean, just give some examples of what stepping out the box would be, just broken down elementary so that people can understand what that is.
Stepping outside the box to me is really kind of changing your mind in order to have a life change. To realize that maybe, like I mentioned, you have to create a job. We've got to really kind of explore what our gifts and talents are. What is that thing we do well? You know, it's a lot of us out there that have been told that we do X, Y, and Z very well. What is that thing? Is that something that you love? And then that's the way you kind of tap into your purpose or your calling, as I like to call it, to be able to see maybe where are those opportunities. Maybe you bake well, and that means maybe you can sell those cakes. But a lot of times we don't have the business savvy sometimes, but we may have the talent. So that means now we have to collaborate. We have to find strategic partnerships, maybe with someone that can handle that business end for you, and you can do what you do well. It doesn't mean that we always have to do everything, and sometimes we try to wear all the hats, and we don't have to wear all the hats, but that's where networking and collaboration comes in. And so really when I say stepping outside the box, doing something that maybe you've never tried to do before, doing something that's outside of you and your comfort zone, that's the way that we're going to really be able to make it through these next 10 years even. Everybody kind of realizing that, you know, my cheese has moved, and so now how do I catch up with the cheese? Or how do I find my cheese and locate, you know, that new cheese, the new era of what's going to be and what's going to take us into the future? Because if we stay and we continue to do the same things that we've been doing, we're going to get the same results, and I know that's the definition of insanity. And so I don't want us to be a nation of insane people going around in circles chasing our tails. And so we really got to realize that that's what stepping outside the box is, you know, being something or doing something that maybe we've always wanted to be. And sometimes we need help with doing that, so we've got to seek out mentorships. We've got to seek out people that are doing things that we like to do or want to do, and maybe they're doing them well, and those are the people that we really need to gravitate to. And a lot of times that's changing our circle or our spheres of influence, and it's hard for some people because they've been around these same people for years, but maybe it's time to step away a little bit, not to say abandon your friends, but it's time to step outside and seek out the people that are doing what you want to do.
Right, right, right. They always say it's lonely at the top, but, you know, it's funny that you say that, and, you know, I'm actually a living testimony. I would have never thought I would have been in radio at all. I mean, I've been in finance all my life, and this just kind of came to me. And I would say it was a Jonah experience for me.
Yeah,
and I didn't even realize that, you know, I actually enjoyed this, you know, kind of combining experiences, you know, what I've had over the years and being able to share this with everyone. So, you know, I mean, you do. I mean, literally, I stepped out the box with this one, and it's just been a huge response to it. I mean, me and my team are just like, we cannot believe how fast this has grown. So, I mean, it is a good time to really just think about what you really want, you know, and what makes you happy, and define
right.
what your passion and purpose is. It all rolls down to purpose. Now,
that's
you know,
it,
of course,
it.
With Build, Grow, and Enjoy, Clyde, you know, like I said, one thing we do here, and there's, you know, I'm pretty sure you know about this, that, you know, in our economy, you know, there's just not enough financially literate people.
Mm-hmm.
Educate everyone on the importance of being financially literate in these times and just how important it is.
I think it's key because if your financial life is not right, it's going to be hard for you to do any of the things that we talked about. Pursuing your purpose and your dreams. You know, you have a lot of times we have to learn the hard way. You know, it's great for an entrepreneur when you go out and you're starting to do things. It's great to have good credit because now you can leverage that credit to provide some cash flow or some capital for your business. That's one reason. But just if your stuff isn't right, you know, if you don't have your money right, your stuff together, it's going to make it a really hard road for you to travel or step outside of the box. And so a lot of times we've been using these terms, you know, financial literacy and things like that, and I think a lot of people have become numb to financial literacy because then you have to step back and say, what does that really mean? What does that encompass? And it's going to look different to different people. Different people need different things. You know, when you use words like budgeting, people are tired of hearing the budget. And so I like to say the plan. You know, you really got to have a blueprint or a plan for your life. And that plan has to be your financial plan. It has to be your business plan. It has to be maybe even your personal plan for your personal life. You know, things that you're pursuing in. But planning is the key. So we've really got to make sure that we're planning and that we're understanding what it means, what money or the value of a dollar is. How do we use that dollar? How do we stretch that dollar? How do we make that dollar work for us? You know, what is compounding interest? And understand that it can work for us or work against us. You know, how to make that, you know, work. I was listening to a commercial the other day, I think it was T.D. Jakes, and he was on talking about how many of us keep money in the house or in the mattress, and we've gotten this fear of banks, and we've got to be able to step outside of some of that as well and realize that that's where we're going to make money. You know, when people talk about how home ownership is the beginning of building wealth, but a lot of times we don't understand how it is. So we've got to dig a little bit deeper and understand how we can use that house as collateral a lot of times, how that can be an asset for us, even though it's something we're paying on. It's something that can build or be the genesis of building wealth. So those are some of the things I think we have to think about when you're talking about being financial literate, you know, teaching kids especially, you know, how to save a dollar, but how to make that dollar work for you, how to stretch that dollar out.
Right. You have to know how to make your money make money for you. And you're absolutely right, Clyde. It starts with the foundation of the children. You know, I do a lot of that within the community with my organizations. And
great.
It's just amazing how many kids really just don't know the importance of saving. And just they really don't know the value of money. They see all these things on TV. They just want to buy it. They just want to get it. And it leads right back down to the path of just not being, you know, educated about how to really handle your finances, end up being in debt and end up being broke and just losing everything. So you're absolutely right about that.
That's it.
Go ahead.
A sense of entitlement, I think is what it is. We were having this conversation today on Facebook, and again, it's a sense of entitlement that I think we pass down because we've always wanted our children to have more, be more than we are or have been or we were exposed to. But a crucial piece of that was missing. You know, so it became a sense of entitlement. I believe there is.
Right.
I mean, we deserve it. We, you know, we can get all the things that we want, but we've got to work hard for those things, you know, and so we've got to be the example now to be able to show them what it takes to get those things that they truly want.
Okay. We have a caller. Let's go ahead and take that caller really quick. Are you there, caller?
Hello.
How are you?
How are you doing, Madam Jenkins?
I am doing okay. Who is this?
It's the James Napier, Sunshine Survivors Club.
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I figured I'd call and salute Mr. Clyde as well as being in there with CNN. Just kind of want to pass a few words along on behalf of our nonprofit organizations that I feel like we're steadily building, growing, and enjoying definitely every day now. And we're dealing with a situation where today, first of all, let me encourage everyone, please, to go to www.sunshinesurvivorsclub.org and join the club that is all about our children with cancer and the needs of those that kind of, well, they don't have a choice. They have to face these illnesses, and They can click Facebook, join the group, and it's dedicated to a dear friend of mine, Mr. Hamilton Jordan, former chief of White House staff for Jimmy Carter that had passed away with a brain tumor. And I'd like to encourage them also all to join us with the www.convoyforthekids.com out of New York. We are coming strong, and we're about to shake the nation with some truck drivers of the world, and we're going to stand united as America's Compassionate Army as we raise a lot of money with Walmart and Rite Aid as national sponsors. We're going to do some amazing things in 2011 as well as 2012. But we want to just kind of let the people know that we're here for the kids, and we're truly about to shake the world with our organizations. And a shout-out to Mr. Charles Claiborne up in New York. But we just want to let the world know that we're trying to be here for the kids. And as Mr. Clyde said a while ago about saving for the kids, well, I agree 100%. But we try to correspond with that also as far as trying to do a little saving of the kids. And I just want to say, you know, especially today, Ms. Madam Jenkins, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask everyone to say a special prayer for the Aldrin King family. They have a 2-year-old that has just been diagnosed with a stage 4 cancer, and it's really hard on the family. And basically, I figured, you know, no better place to put the word out for this special child than to call Ms. Jenkins and let the light shine, because we truly believe with the sunshine and the convoy, we're all about making dreams happen and keeping people inspired with the mentoring and inspiration of messages through great people such as yourself. And we just want to pass the word along, because we're all about love and life. We want people to know that it's time to stand and unite and remember that God is great and God is good. We used to say that every single day. But so many people
we definitely
have forgotten.
Send our prayers. Yes, we definitely send our prayers. And thank you so much, James, for calling in. You guys heard it all. James is wonderful. Got a great organization going on. You can get him on Facebook, and he's also, you know, a member on the Build, Grow, and Enjoy site. And I'm glad that we were able to connect you and get that message out for you. Have a good one, James. Clyde?
Yes, ma'am.
There you go. Bill's
going
to do it, right?
James is doing it.
It's awesome.
Congratulations,
now, James. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I've just been getting it all day. So I'm really feeling inspired today, really inspired. But back to you, what you were saying, Clyde. Clyde, really quick. I know you have a really active Facebook page, and you know, you always have, like, great information on there, things that you have that you're saying you got going on with your, you know, Clyde Speak, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. And, you know, messages you send out to people and advice. Now, I want to hear about this. I just love what you're doing with the real estate agents as you're going down there teaching them on how to educate their clients about correcting their credit, because that's what it's all about. Tell us a little more about what you're doing with that.
Well, actually, I teach with a school, In Motion Real Estate Institute is the name of the real estate school, and it's a real estate component, a mortgage component, a mortgage academy, as well as a seminar group. But what we're really trying to do is provide continuing education credits for real estate professionals, but trying to teach them things, again, outside the box, and things that they need to know that will equip them. And we all know that credit is becoming more and more important, but at the same time, a lot of people are suffering from damaged credit because of the economy and job loss, and some of the things that are going on. So I think it's crucial right now. If we really want to empower people, we've got to let them know or help them to understand how credit works, because it's a big part of our lives. You know, and it's that thing that speaks for you before you can speak for yourself. And so it's crucial to let them understand what are ways they can help their clients rebuild credit, or ways they can direct them in the past. And a lot of times you want to make sure that people don't get out here and get taken and lose money for someone selling them a dream or a pipe dream and telling them they can do certain things to help them, when a lot of times we have the power to change our own situation, whether that be changing our credit or improving our credit situation. It's just about education, and I believe that education cures. And so if we can educate more people, we can help cure some of the things that are plaguing our folks, and that's crucial for us. You know, so I go down and we talk about, you know, what is credit, how to rebuild credit, who are the agencies, how are things that you can, you know, get things off of your credit that may be erroneous, and really doing it the right way. And I think that's key, because a lot of people have wasted a lot of money believing that someone could do something for them that they really couldn't do. or putting a Band-Aid on a situation. And, you know, it's going to continue to bleed if you're just putting that Band-Aid on it when you know you really need surgery.
Exactly.
Those are some of the things that we try to do and really bring light to that.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. It's very important, very important. I just love that movement that you have going on. I think we have another call. Is there another caller?
Yes, how are you?
Lighten them up today. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. This is Chief Visionary Natasha Davis-Bowen. How are you, Kalithia? I am very excited about Bill Growing in Joy and Mr. Clyde Anderson. Thank you so much for sharing your golden nuggets. I want to tell you that.
Pleasure, Chief Visionary.
Oh, thank you so much, Chief Thinker. You know,
well,
one of the things that I really appreciate with what you're saying is that you're giving definition to money and to finances, and that a lot of times people are losing their ability to identify and give definition and respect to the dollar. And if you, I just have a question for you. Something that I believe is that money is energy. Money's always in movement. And if you're not moving money in the right direction, that you're not going to be able to create and do the things that you need to do. If I were to ask you, what are some things that you would give to the layperson in terms of how to use money as an energy or break it down for them, giving them a definition or a understanding of why money is energy?
That's great. Great question. I would think you really summed it up when you said money's always moving. And we've got to realize how money can benefit our own situations as well as it can benefit other people. And a lot of times we talk about investing, but sometimes we don't talk about investing in ourselves or investing in other people. You know, there's a lot of people out here that are doing great things, and sometimes they just need a dollar to help them out to see that out further. And sometimes that dollar can help so many other people. And so when we invest in the right things, and not always saying it has to be in the market, which I believe we should invest in as well, but sometimes it's investing in people. And sometimes it takes money to invest in people. Somebody may have a dream and something that they really believe in, their passion, their purpose. I think that's one way. But also doing positive things with money. We can't always think about getting. We got to think about giving sometimes. And I always say be a go-giver. And so give, you know. And sometimes when you give, you know, you receive. And we have to be able to open ourselves up to be able to receive. I mean, a lot of us don't know how to receive things. You know, people want to help us out in some cases. We got to be able to receive that. And to me, that's energy. You know, when we're doing something, that dollar can have so much power outside of just consuming. You know, it can change somebody's life if it's used right or if it's used properly. And I think, you know, it's like the law of attraction. You know, our dollars don't want to be alone either, you know, and so they want other dollars to come towards them. And if we're doing the right things with the money and not just hiding it, you know, it's like the parable of the sower. You know, we're not putting it in the ground and hiding our gifts and talents and hiding that money underneath the ground and just letting it sit there. It's not going to do anything. That energy doesn't continue to move. It has to keep moving. It has to go. It has to circulate. You know, the market is cyclical. The dollar needs to move like that. It needs to keep going and be perpetual. And we have to be able to find our place within that to find out how we can make it to grow, build, and enjoy it, right? And so those are some of the things I think we have to do, you know, when we're looking at that and realize that, you know, it's a living thing to me. You know, it's something that it can change lives, you know, and it has the power to do that, not just the power to consume and buy stuff that we don't need.
Oh, that's powerful. Well, thank you so much, and I sure do appreciate your input on that. And Ms. Jenkins, thank you so much for continuing to deliver a powerful show, and I look
thank
forward to each show that you deliver. You always bring the power.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Well, Clyde, I got a quick question from someone else from chat, too. You lighten them up today, Clyde. It says, what does Mr. Anderson think about the future of the country with the massive debt we have as a country and the decrease in value of the dollar?
I think what we have to do is, you know, a lot of times we always look at the negative side. One is what's right. You know, sometimes we've got to step back and see what's right with our country. And there's so many things that are right with our country. I love my country. And as long as I'm going to stay here, I've got to continue to figure out ways how to make my country better. And so we've got to continue to innovate, create, and build things. We've got to, you know, continue to do things and try to, you know, to be the catalyst for change. I think, yeah, the dollar is down right now. I think the dollar will come back up. Again, we talk about cyclical markets. You know, we've had some down times. You know, I'm from Detroit, so I've seen some down times, and I know how we're affected, and we're hurting, you know, really bad right now. But that doesn't mean things can't change and turn around. You know, I think the president said in his last address,
is that we've got to be bigger, we've got to be faster, you know, we've got to be more creative. We've got to beat our competition out. But I think one of the things that we get mixed up in a lot of times is thinking that we're trying to race against somebody else when we're truly racing against ourselves. Any type of competitor, any type of competition, you know, whoever you're competing against, whether it be a sport or whatever, you're really not competing against the other team. You're competing against yourself. I'm pushing myself to
right.
be better. And so I'm just
That's
using
right.
you to make me be better. And so we've got to look and see what other countries are doing, where are their strong points, where are they innovating, and we've got to be better and we've got to be stronger. And so I think this is a temporary situation. And as long as I stay here and be here and you know, and live in America, I've got to believe in America. You know, because we all have
right.
the freedom, and that's one of the beauties about America, to get up and leave. We can always go somewhere else. And but we, if we decide to be here, we can't just talk about what's wrong. We've got to be part of the solution instead of being part of the problem. We get the problem.
That's
now
right.
how can we fix it?
I love it. Exactly, exactly. Well, Clyde, you know, we're about to conclude today. Gosh, I mean, I wish I had more time. I said this on the last show. It's like everyone's been asking me to come for an hour. I'm like, okay, just give me a chance because there's so much going on. But is there anything else you would like to just tell the listening audience, something you would just like to share in a quick sentence that they can just take with them and always remember?
Well, first, I want to say, you know, you've been a great example. I remember when you first started talking about the show. And so, one, I thank you for having me on the show, and I thank you for being an example to show people what's possible. Like you said, you tapped into some of your gifts and talents, and we're seeing that shine. And so you've been an example. So thank you, one, for that. The thing I try to tell people all the time is change your mind and change your life. It's not always easy to change your mind, though. It's a process. And so don't think it's going to be easy, and don't just get discouraged when things don't go your way. You know, we've got to go through storms to know what the sunshine even looks like. And so right now, a lot
right.
of us are going through storms. And so while we're going through those storms, in the midst of your storm, you've got to be encouraged. And you've got to know that this is what's pushing you and what's propelling you to be better, to be great. So really tap into that greatness, tap into other people, tap into your gifts and talents, and realize this is only temporary. And, you know, tough situations don't last, but tough people do.
Oh, yeah, that is so true. That is so true. Well, thank you, Clyde. You guys all know that I have Clyde. It's actually come to buildgrownenjoy.com. You can actually go under the featured guest tab to follow him. You know, his Facebook page information is there. Clyde Speaks, we really didn't get into that, but you can definitely visit him on there. He's a member of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, so I'm pretty sure, you know, you can send him an email, contact him directly. Clyde, how long
thank
are you going to be in chat?
I'll be here for at least an hour, so if they got questions, please shoot them to me. I'd love to answer them. You know, I love connecting with my folks, so thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Clyde. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, that concludes our show for today, everybody. I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Clyde, for your information. Join me here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. On Monday, I will have cosmetic surgeon Dr. Michael Carter. He will be discussing cost-effective and alternatives for the ultimate body transformation. So definitely, we're going to have a rerun on the at WIGO today, straight at 3:30. So if you missed it, or you can come to the archives and re-listen to the show again. But join the movement. You guys have a great, great week, and thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.